Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are my confessions. All right, let's do confessions.
These are my confessions. All right, so figure, you know, I try to stay on top of things. I'm not your age or younger, but I try to stay, you know, in tune with what's happening in our city and our world. So a couple of rappers came by after practice, and didn't know who they were. Of all people, I turned to Adam Spillane.
Yeah, like I would know.
And I said, "Who is that?" And he just looked at me like I had two heads.
I said to you, I thought I was going to ask you.
Yeah, yeah. And then the woman who was kind of handling them, because they were signing autographs or an autograph or whatever, she said, "That's the guy that sings the C.J. Stroud song." Figure, I have no idea still.
I don't know either.
I have no idea.
I think the Houston Texans, too, they do pretty good with getting all these TikTokers and people social media streets that I'm not really deep in, Pulse. But, it'd be a lot of TikTokers that's going viral and they bring them in.
So as much as I'm ignorant, I'm not completely ignorant.
Haven't seen Sketch at training camp yet this year.
I have not seen Sketch at all.
All right, next. These are my confessions. All right, so I'm wearing shorts today.
Yeah.
As we all are, all three of us out here wearing shorts.
Yeah.
When I go home, I will change and put on pants to go to the Astros game.
What? Just that's one of your deals?
I try to look presentable when I go to work.
Yeah.
Can't go to cover an Astros game wearing gym clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll put on jeans and a nice shirt. It will be the first time that I wear pants since the last Astros game I was at, 12 days ago.
I haven't worn pants, and please don't cut this. I haven't worn pants probably since February.
Figgy, cut that, please.
I'm thinking maybe like some event I did that I, you know, whatever, kind of like what you're talking about. But no, I haven't worn pants since February, man.
Okay, well, I don't feel quite as bad. I don't feel quite as much of a slob now. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Hey, the perks of the job. Go ahead, Figgy. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Josina Anderson got to stop, man.
What's she doing now?
Dude, she tweeted late last night, and this is what her tweet said. Just wow.
Just like, oh, she does that. Like, she does that all the time.
Like,
go ahead.
Like, why are you doing that, man?
Yeah.
Like, I look through the comments. I'm thinking, like, maybe I missed something. Everybody, like, what are you talking about? Stop doing this.
Yeah.
And people think she about to break some cowboy news and Micah Parsons and all this other stuff. It's just like, why did you do that? She just left everybody on the cliffhanger. I hate people that do that, man. Like, people follow you for news.
Yeah.
So you can't be doing that.
No, I hate when anyone does that, especially someone with as many followers. She probably has over a million or thereabouts. I can't stand that. What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, did she clarify what
no.
she was responding
that
to?
That was the last tweet she tweeted, and that was like 13 hours ago.
She okay?
I'm sure that's something to do with some injury or some.
I don't know. Maybe she was watching something on TV. Like that's the hard thing about Twitter is that you will react to something that you just assume everybody else is watching, but in all honesty, probably nobody else is. And so nobody else knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, and see, with her being this big in you know, sports and all that stuff, reporting, you can't be doing that. Like, she could be watching the show and just like, wow, oh, wow.
Yeah.
But maybe she was reacting to the Randy Arozarena trade.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that was it. I'm going to have to say a no on that one. But
yeah, I hate when she does that, man. I hate people that do that. Watch this.
Maybe I'm just getting a little bit too eager and anxious about the season. I kind of want to see Laremy Tunsil practice. Just give me one. Just give me one, Laremy. I get it. I mean, it ain't going to happen either. I mean, not for a while. Probably not till like late next week or the week after as you get closer to a real preseason game. But I know how good he is. I know that's his way. But you brought this up, and I actually put it on the dock because I was going to mention the exact same thing. He's 29, dude. This isn't like the old, you know, 39-year-old, 10-time All-Pro, like, give the guy a rocking chair, but don't worry about him on game day. He's still 20. He's in his 20s, and he hasn't practiced yet. I'm not mad. I want to see him. I want to see him practice.
He was here today. You saw him.
He was 10 feet away from me. I could have asked him. I should have asked.
Why didn't you?
Hey, when are you going to practice?
Yeah. Do it tomorrow.
Maybe I will.
I mean, listen, I don't really care that much, to be honest with you.
I mean, like, in my heart, I get it. But I'm starting to be like, come on, Laremy.
I know that he's young, you know, youngish, 29. Yeah. But I don't think it does him a whole lot of good for a guy who you're just trying to get him through the season.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is your number one goal.
But again, he's not 37, 38.
But the body is older than the age says.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you have to remember. He had surgery last offseason.
Yeah.
And he had trouble getting through last season. And he's so important to what you do that you just need to keep him healthy. And if you're just trying to limit the pitch count as much as humanly possible. And if it means that he's not practicing, then hey, man, he doesn't practice.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I'm actually fine with him standing off the field until he's ready to come back because, look, as long as he come back during the season and do what he do, I'm fine with that. But if he getting all these false starts and all messing up all throughout the game, then nah, man, you got to practice, bro.
Yes,
I mean the last thing, like, you don't care about that spot right now because your quarterback's not getting hit. Like, I want Laremy Tunsil on the field when my quarterback can start getting hit.
Yeah.
And right now he can't get hit, so there's no point in having him out there.
All right. Just saying I want to see it. These are my
confessions. We got to do something about these traffic lights in the city.
What? Oh, they're still flashing.
There's one flashing. It's been flashing for 3 days by my house. And this is a busy intersection that's only two lanes.
Yeah.
So it gets backed up.
Yeah.
So it got backed up a lot this morning. That's why I was late getting here this morning. Like, can we fix it?
Yeah.
I understand, like, sometimes traffic lights go down, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a cop out here to, like, run traffic?
Like, old school.
Yeah. Just direct traffic here for the parts of the day where traffic is bad because it clogs everything up and nobody can get anywhere.
This city, man.
So just, like,
it's getting so frustrating around here.
Fix the lights or put a cop on it. One of the two. And by the way, it's dangerous.
Because
nobody knows how to drive when you have these stoplights out.
Yeah.
And so people think they know what they're doing, but they really have no clue what they're doing. And so, listen, it's great for these personal injury attorneys. they are making a lot of money off of these traffic lights being out. But we got to do something just as a city where, listen, either fix the lights or put some, put a cop or put somebody on it so that traffic actually can move, especially in high traffic times. You know, whether it's the morning or in afternoon rush hour, like do something.
You know, other than a big event like a Texans game or something, I can't remember the last time I saw a cop directing traffic.
You don't even see it at Minute Maid. Like I leave Minute Maid pretty late, yeah. But it's still pretty backed up at that point, and you still don't see cops out there at that point. Like that traffic gets clogged up so much just for that very reason. Like get a cop on it.
Go ahead, Figgy.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch this.
So I know the NBA on NBC is coming back and everybody super excited about the theme song and all that, but I gotta confess, man, I'm gonna miss the NBA on TNT theme song, man. I think I was the only one that actually liked that theme song, man. That theme song was so underrated, man, and I feel like nobody really talk about how good that theme song is. So if they do leave TNT, which they probably will, I'ma definitely miss that theme song for sure, man. I feel like it don't get the love it deserves.
Well, it's not getting the love from me because I'm sure I'll recognize it, but I'm trying to play it in my head and I can't place it.
NBA on TNT, brought to you by State Farm.
Is that Kevin Harlan or is that Figgy?
I'm gonna miss this theme song, man.
You recognize it, you know, you associate Charles Barkley and everybody over there doing everything. But it doesn't hold a candle to the NBA.
Well, of course not. Of course not. But I feel like this one is so underappreciated, man, because I don't even know the theme for ESPN at all.
Yeah. So, Figgy, really quick, go to YouTube and type in NBA on TNT 2000 theme. Because that theme song is fine, but like the older TNT versions from like the 90s and early 2000s, I think those are a lot better. And I'm not going to miss the TNT theme song. Like, it's fine. It gets the job done. It does. You do have some sort of a feeling because you would have big games and you would hear that. And that's the start of Inside the NBA right there.
Yeah.
But this is the good one.
Yeah. I forgot this one, too.
Yes. This is a good one, though. I can get into a YouTube rabbit hole listening to these old theme songs for hours.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big game right there.
That's a big game.
That's Lakers, Blazers, Kobe. With Shaq and Kobe, and it's Vern Lundquist and Hubie Brown on the mics. Let's go. Good stuff right there.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next on In the Loop, we'll replay our conversation with Texans offensive lineman Juice Scruggs right after he came off the field from day 7 of Texans training camp. This is Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.